Podcast.
All right, I'm Isaac.
I'm Joe.
We're your co-hosts for the podcast Tech Gore. I'm a kind of like a computer science major, I guess. I went to K-State for a while. I'm switching to something different now. I'm going to like a, it's called a coding boot camp. Go there, and it's a 3-month thing where you learn how to code. When you're done, you're ready to go to work in the career field.
It makes sense for people who don't want to go to school, though.
Yeah.
Or that don't like going to school. Just get done with quick and then get a job.
It's actually designed for people who already have a job and are going to go from whatever job they're in now, switching to a programming job, because a while back, programming wasn't a really popular field to go into.
I gotcha. Yeah, I don't really know anything about coding. I'm a, I don't have to worry about that too much in finance, because that's what I do. I go to K-State for finance. Isaac talked me into doing something like this, so I was like, whatever, I'll do it. I like a lot of tech stuff, and I obviously play a lot of video games, but that's not, I'm not majoring in it or anything, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah, so our goals kind of for the podcast, I guess. I think we're planning on just two dudes talking, you know, having a good time, hanging out. We will hopefully talk about whatever games we've been playing recently. I'm going to try and make sure and play something a little bit new every week, just so we have something new to talk about. And we'll talk about whatever's coming, up and coming in the market of computers. Maybe it's a new Apple, the MacBook Pro is coming out, or maybe some new technology came out, or
prejudice towards Apple or PC.
Maybe a new Intel processor is coming out right now. We'll talk about that. Anything cool. Joe's got a fish tank. You might hear it in the background a little bit. I'm going to try and cut that out, but
unless you just want to hear a fish tank. It's relaxing. It keeps you calm.
Well, we might talk about that a tiny bit just to give us something to talk about if we are struggling to come up with something to talk about. I play games on the PC. We have a PS4 and Xbox One that we can play on. So if there's ever any games you guys would like to suggest, just let us know. But so we have pretty much every platform covered.
Play pretty much every genre too. Like, doesn't really matter. Video games. So
I like this. I don't really like sports too much.
I like sports.
I mean, they're okay. One of my coworkers was telling me I should buy NBA Madden, or not Madden, NBA, and
2K or what?
Yeah, whatever the newest one is. But yeah. 16. Is that the newest one?
Well, just say usually it's called 2K16. It's not like NBA 2016.
No.
It's just 2K. It's, I don't know. It's
what, I don't. It's, I don't play sports games, man. I told you.
It's all good.
I think our schedule is, I'm planning on every other week releasing an episode.
What day?
Thursday? Every Thursday. I'm gonna try and upload them Thursday night, so they'll be ready for Friday morning.
Cool.
No guarantees on the schedule. Maybe if we get more into the rhythm of things and we actually get a decent listener base, I will make sure and get a regular schedule. But as of right now, with, I think we have one listener that I know is going to be listening to it.
Who's that?
Jenny. She wanted to listen to it, and I said, you can listen, you can subscribe and listen
to
it.
The girlfriend.
But yeah, every other Thursday night, hopefully. I'm not sure where it's going to be uploaded to, but obviously if you listen to podcasts already, you've got a podcast feed that you can get access to this on. It'll be uploaded somewhere where it'll be available on iTunes, hopefully. Next.
Does it cost to put stuff on iTunes, or can you just put it on iTunes?
You don't have to actually put it on iTunes. You just put a link on there. And if it's popular enough, they will post it in the top 100 podcasts. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a lot more downloads if it gets up there. But I'm not expecting us to get up there anytime soon.
That's cool. I don't know a whole lot about podcasts, really. Which kind of sounds
Yeah, it's okay.
Or bad, because...
I know enough that...
I mean, I listen to it every once in a while, but it's not, I have stuff that I do religiously.
So, I guess the next thing is to talk about is where a name comes from. I just kind of came up with it. Tech Gore. We talk about tech, games, whatever's new, and it can get a little bit gory because of the, you know, the gore is the games, the tech is the technology. And it kind of has a double meaning where tech gore, we're talking about tech and it gets a little bit gory because Joe doesn't know too much about the tech. And so...
I'll be playing the dummy.
Yeah, I guess I should mention I work at Best Buy as well, so I get a fair amount of, like, being a computer science access. And Best Buy employee, I am exposed to a lot of the new technology and what people think about it, you know, so.
My job doesn't really apply to this, so.
Yeah, telemarketer.
I'm not a telemarketer, okay? I'm a philanthropist.
What's the difference?
Philanthropy is, like, donating. It's actually, I think it's like a Greek word for...
Well, you're not donating anything.
No, but I'm helping raise money for the school. I don't know, philanthropy is actually the Greek word for, like, the love of mankind or something like that, so. But yeah, I work for my university and I just call alumni and ask them to give us money so we can help scholarships and stuff like that. Not really tech-related, but I use a computer at work. That's about as techie as it is. It's not really techie.
Yeah, so you're the person that gives me the phone call, and I get pissed off at
hey, no,
that.
People don't get pissed off, dude, because they're helping the university. It's,
well, I don't want to help
the different.
University.
It's not like I'm...
So would I ever be on the call list of people to call? I went to K-State for a little bit.
Well, no, you wouldn't probably, but like some current students, I think, are. I don't know. I just started there. But they say students, alumni, and then like close people that maybe like have supported K-State in the past but never went here. It varies. Somehow anyone that's related to K-State. But it's kind of cool because I started this fall or this spring, and during the spring we just call people that have already donated in the past.
So it's easy.
Yeah, so it's easy. So most of the people are like, oh yeah, just put me down for $1 million or whatever it was last year.
Do you know what the largest donation has ever been?
No.
Like, through that service?
Probably a few thousand. Really. It's not too big.
No.
The big ones come from private donors that just shit out to you. It's fun.
I feel like it should be longer than this. It's only, what, 9 minutes?
10.
10 minutes. Yeah, we should.
It's just us giving you guys a short little view of what we're doing. Hopefully the next one will be more interesting. This is just kind of the awkward first stepchild. So.
You wanna tell them about your tank?
That has nothing to do with tech, though, is it?
I don't know. We can
they're
talk
gonna be
about
bored.
Your tank.
We can have a podcast about technology. I'm sitting there like fish.
It doesn't matter.
Then what the fuck is this? Like,
there's a podcast where they talk about pins.
Yeah, and people that like pins watch those. People
no
that
one
going,
watches a podcast.
Whatever, listens to it. You're not gonna go to some vegan podcast or technology podcast and expect to hear about it in an aquarium. And my filters 30 gallons per minute per second. Minute. I don't know. I'm not good at stats either, I guess. But no, I don't think that.
Oh, I was gonna ask you, what are you planning on being or doing with your degree again? You were telling me a little bit about it earlier today, but I don't understand. Because you want to be in real estate, right?
Real estate, yep, for sure. And Isaac over here thinks that the only thing in real estate is a real estate agent.
Real estate is selling houses, right?
No, that's not. Real estate is like a house, is a piece of real estate.
Okay.
I want to be a real estate investor, manage real estate properties, not buy them and manage them, not so much sell them to other people.
So you want to buy them and then like pay someone to manage that?
Ideally, yeah.
Okay, so you
obviously
you
wouldn't
just
do that starting out. I wouldn't do that just because
you'd manage your own and then once you.
Yeah, essentially what I want to end up doing is just buying a bunch of property and then you can outsource the management to companies that specialize in that. It ends up being cheaper usually because they have all the stuff they need. So,
so you basically just want to own a company that leases properties, right?
Sure. No, yeah. That's basically it.
Okay. I don't know. I was just kind of confused as to what you're doing. I remember asking you earlier today, and I was like, oh, I'll just wait and ask him on the podcast, and I'll get my clarification then, and it'll also give us something to talk about.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
So, do we want to set, like, a game maybe to play or something?
For next time?
Yeah. Do you want to try doing that?
Yeah, we can. I know you're playing Bloodborne the other day, but I'm not a huge fan of games that are hard, so...
It's not hard, it's just requires skill.
It takes some odd kind of skill that I do not have.
So. I mean, we can even... Something that one of the other podcasts I listen to, sometimes the games that they give themselves as... They do a weekly, like, goal, and sometimes it's just a simple phone game. So it's like, hey, I heard that this phone game is really fun, we should play it.
Oh, like, oh... I know a game. I've been playing a phone game.
What was it?
The Pocket Morty one.
Okay. I'll try and play that one some more.
Rick and Morty, dude.
I'll get farther in that. That'll be our...
Not farther than me.
Can we battle in that game?
Co-op battle? There's no multiplayer, which is kind of unfortunate. I wish they'd come out with that, but whatever. Maybe they will.
Oh, okay. Well...
Also, this is like thinking way too far ahead. But I'm super stoked for the Pokemon Go.
Oh, yes. I was getting ready to say something about that.
That's going to be sweet.
So yeah.
My whole
childhood
was playing.
I will put a link to it in the show notes. But Pokemon Go is a new game coming out. Anyone who liked Pokemon in the past will definitely think this is pretty cool.
It's supposed to come out this year, so.
Yeah, sometime 2016. I think it was first half of 2016. I don't know if that's
correct. Well, I think I read somewhere that the developers are meeting in like March or something about just like discussing a release date and everything, so.
But yeah, it's an app that you download on your phone. You just it kind of integrates your real life location with Pokemon in the world, so you can, when you have the app on your phone, you are walking around and you'll get a notification that says, oh, there's a Pokemon near you, and you go over to where that says it is, and you'll look on your phone, and it'll say, Pikachu is in this room, and so you go over there, and you can, like, catch the Pikachu. From what I understand, you don't have to actually fight it, you just catch it if you're near it, and then you'll get a notification if someone is searching for a battle, someone near you is searching for a battle, and you have your settings turned to where it'll notify you, and then you can go battle that person. And then the really cool thing is legendary battles. I don't know, did you watch the YouTube video?
No, I haven't watched anything about it. I went to the website and read a little bit, but I didn't actually watch a video or anything.
I guess how it's going to work is in big cities, they'll have legendary Pokemon available to catch, but you as a group of people that are there have to defeat the Pokemon, and then anyone who contributed gets the Pokemon, is my understanding.
So only one person gets the Pokemon?
No, anyone who contributed to the battle gets the Pokemon.
I gotcha. That makes sense.
I guess the rarest one is supposed to be Mewtwo.
Yeah, I read that. I said Mewtwo was like the ultimate.
I think it's like only available in really big cities like New York, Tokyo, like.
Jeez.
So.
Maybe we can take a trip out to the East Coast.
They should make Mewtwo only available if you go to a certain like part in a national forest in Wyoming or something. Like, go really far out of your way to get to it.
Yeah.
So only the really dedicated people have a Mewtwo. Because if they put it in New York, everyone would have one. Like, there's so many people there that, like, everyone would go
put
and get
it. In, like, the Midwest, in the middle of Kansas.
At Kansas State.
Cool. But yeah, that one's exciting. I'm excited to talk about that one. That'd be cool.
I guess one more thing we should mention is, how long do you plan on making these podcasts? Like, in the future, are you thinking a year, a month?
I have no idea. I'm just kind of going to stick with it and see how it goes.
We'll do like 10 episodes and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. That's what, 10 times 2, 20 weeks. It's a while. Actually, I might be gone for the boot camp before we get there, but we can pick it up where we left off when we get back.
That's fine. Maybe I'll learn something.
Maybe we can get that 3-bedroom apartment and use the extra bedroom for
a 2-bedroom
studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much was that?
I don't know. A little bit more than the other one. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, we live together.
Yeah, I guess we're roommates. Plan on being roommates again next year, but we have to move because we're losing 2 roommates.
Yeah, I guess they don't like us anymore, so.
Yeah, I think Joe smells bad. I don't know.
No.
I can't smell anything.
One of them graduated, and the other one being a little pussy.
Pussy-ass bitch.
He wants to be closer to campus or something. I don't know what he's talking about. So, yeah, just us living together next year, but it's fine. We get along, so.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
All right, I guess that's pretty good for a first podcast, right? How much time do we have?
We're coming up to about 19 minutes right now.
I guess that's not too bad. I'll probably cut down to like 15 or 4, maybe less.
So even though we're talking about 19 minutes right now, it's really only going to show like 13 or
14. It's fine. It's fine.
It'll be a short one because it's just kind of like what's going on type of deal. Who we are, what we're doing.
I might record a little clip after I figured out where our website's going to be, like, how you can contact us, and just add that clip onto the end. Just throw it in there and say, like, hey, you can contact us by going to, and then clip here.
Sounds good. I think we need a theme song, dude.
Okay.
I'm going to work on that.
Do you want to make it?
I'll come up with some badass theme song.
We could get Kyle to make us a theme song.
Oh, Kyle. Yeah.
He knows how to compose and shit. I don't know how that stuff works.
We'll figure it out. It'll be cool.
Okay. Is it going to be like a long song or just a little tune?
No, dude. People don't want to listen to that one.
Well, not long, but like a few seconds. Or is it just going to be like
podcast.
We'll use that for the first episode, okay?
Yeah, we'll just stick that right back at the beginning for you. You have to listen to the end twice. So you'll know what's going on, because otherwise you're going to listen to that at the beginning and be like, okay.
We'll use that for the second podcast, alright?
No, we'll use it for the first. We should use it for this one.
Okay.
They'll be fine. They'll figure it out when they get to this part. Okay.
Well, cool. I guess that's all she wrote. I don't care, it'll just be marked as explicit.